We're at the ball diamond to congratulate the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Knoxville High School softball team. The Blue Bullet Nation did not disappoint. The Knoxville student body and community dominated the voting both online and in the voting sheets that were turned in this week. And the Knoxville softball team was shown a ton of love in our Hometown Heroes of the Week. So on behalf of Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, as well as Martin, your local John Deere dealer, and the Regional Office of Education, we're presenting the team with a Hometown Heroes of the Week plaque for the trophy case. All the team members get a Hometown Heroes t-shirt, and they now advance for a chance to win $1,000 for their high school's athletic department when we wrap up the spring sports season. So our congratulations again to our Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Knoxville Blue Bullets softball team. Let's meet the Blue Bullets.
Abby Harshberger, senior, second base.
Hannah Malden, senior, outfield. Riley Jansen, senior, outfield. Chazzy Seekers, senior, third base, outfield.
Lexi Harshberger, junior, pitcher, and shortstop.
Jasmine Peppers, junior, shortstop, and third.
Madison Hilgenberg, junior, outfield, first base.
Emma Rocky, junior, and catcher.
Emma Way, junior, pitcher, outfield.
Allie Jo Cavanaugh, sophomore, and outfield.
Natalie Harshberger, sophomore, first base.
Family on three.
1, 2, 3, family.
Jade on four.
1, 2, 3, 4, Jade.
Head coach of the Knoxville softball team is Troy Strode. And coach, a listener called up Monday morning and said, you've got to nominate the Knoxville softball team. They're having a great season. We have huge support for them. And he wasn't kidding because we nominated you. And boy, oh boy, Blue Bullet Nation really came out and voted big support for the team.
Yeah, we've had a lot of support with these girls from their parents, community starting support and everything, and they've been good for several years now. This year's been, they've been on a pretty good roll.
Yeah,
14-3 right now, so we're doing real good right now.
And did I see correctly, you gave West Central their only two losses of the season thus far just recently?
Those were tough games.
Yeah, I bet.
West Central's really good, and like their coach Scott and we were talking, like, this is sectional regional softball is what we were playing, so we both wanted games like that to kind of see where you stand and push yourself. So that was really good for us.
You're in a tough conference, Lincoln Trail. It seems like every year there's several good softball teams in that conference.
There's usually three or four to kind of stand up. Yeah. And then if you don't pay attention to your games, there's three or four more that will beat you. If you don't show up every night, they will come up and they will beat you. You know, if you show up, you're going to hold your own against, but like I told the girls, don't relax on anybody here in Lincoln Trail because they will come up and beat you as soon as you do. Every team's given us everything they got.
Pitching is always interesting to me with softball. It's a unique talent. Are you deep with pitchers, or is it one or two that really do all your pitching for you?
We have two that's carried a load for the last 2 years, including this year for their juniors. We also have a third pitcher in Jazz, who pitches also. She doesn't get as much as the other two. Mm-hmm. And then we have a sophomore who's not pitching right now because her shoulder has been tight, giving her a little bit of issues, so we've shut down her pitching because she's more important playing first base and hitting for. So I would say I got two that's been all conference. They're both all state last year pitchers. So
that's a pretty key position in softball, isn't it? I mean, you got to have a solid pitcher.
It's really key position, and it really showed with West Central because they have a really good pitcher. And it was a really close game, and they just battled each other back and forth. Ridgewood's got a really good pitcher. That was a battle up there with them. They got us, though, but since then, we've been pretty solid.
What, nine or 10-game win streak at this point?
10-game.
10-game, that's awesome. So with the scoring I've been seeing, I mean, you had several games where you shut people out. You attribute that to the pitching, or the fielding is tough, or what?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Our fielding's improved. If we make a mistake, the big thing this year is we're not – making a second mistake. We're not letting that mistake carry over to the next play.
Yeah.
So we pretty much wash it, and we're right back at it. And it helps when you got pitching, locating, we're hitting it. If we're pitching into contact, we're pitching into outs and things like that. So it's been a real fun, and we're deep. Our varsity, we can go 11, 12 deep on varsity.
Oh, wow.
And we've been rotating them multiple games with different pitchers, different setups, because we move them around. So it's been probably the deepest team I've had since I've been here, and so we're real happy with it. And they're really good together.
So what would be the trait or characteristic, or the one word that sums up this team for you so far this season?
Relentless. We don't stop. We get down, we keep coming. We get down, we keep coming. Ridgewood had us down, and we scored four on them in the last inning and just couldn't chip out the last run. I mean, these girls just keep coming, and if we're in the lead, they just keep coming.
Coach, best wishes on the rest of the season, into the playoffs, and congratulations on being Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.